And here at least the dire wolf of Stark did not fly above, casting its shadow down upon the Greyjoy Kraken. Theon had never seen a more stirring sight. In the sky behind the castle, the fine red tail of the comet was visible through thin, scuttling clouds. All the way from Riverrun to Seaguard, the Malisters had argued about its meaning. "It is my comet," Theon told himself, sliding a hand into his fur-lined cloak to touch the oilskin pouch snug in its pocket. Inside was the letter Rob Stark had given him, paper as good as a crown.
"Does the castle look as you remember it, my lord?"
the captain's daughter asked, as she pressed herself against his arm.
"It looks smaller," Theon confessed, "though perhaps that's only the distance."
The Miraham was a fat-bellied southern merchanter up from Old Town, carrying wine and cloth and seed to trade for iron ore. Her captain was a fat-bellied southern merchanter as well, and the stony sea that foamed at the feet of the castle made his plump lips quiver, so he stayed well out. Farther out than Theon would have liked. An iron-born captain in a long ship would have taken them along the cliffs and under the high bridge that spanned the gap between the gatehouse and the great keep. But this plump old-towner had neither the craft, the crew, nor the courage to attempt such a thing.